radical action which is being proposed and contained within a report which was sent to Rome by the Synod of Bishops of Ireland in relation to what needs to happen to enable the faith to be handed on in this country includes recommendations and suggestions, perhaps maybe, that the church treats people of LGBTI plus and also divorced and remarried in a completely different way. It calls for a change in the church's dealings with women up to including the ordination into the priesthood, and also talks about the removal of the celibacy rule for priests. With me in the line to talk about this, who contacted us to talk about it in more detail, a man of strong faith himself, it's Mark Lean. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Big fan of the show. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Mark. Well, listen, what's your reaction to what seems to be contained in this report? It's a charter for radical change, really, isn't it?
It is, but it's not. I can't see it happening, Jerry. I wonder who these so-called Catholics are that are asking for this change. It's too radical, because only a baptized man can validly receive sacred orders. Jesus chose, 12 disciples, and of those 12 disciples, they were all men. And even the apostles, then, when they were handing on the faith to the bishops, who handed on to the priests and formed the church going back 2,000 years, they were all men. So that was the first thing. As for celibacy, celibacy is a gift. It's a sign, that there's a new life in the priest, and it's one that's respected. And that's why we, the community, the believers, pray for priests. And they radiantly proclaim this reign of God in their lives, which is why we respect them and call them Father on the street, and have this reverence for them and come to them in times of need. And yeah, we feel that there is that connection, that they can pray to God on our behalf for us if we're going through a difficult time or whatever.
Yeah, I understand all that, Mark, and that's the way things are, and that's why they are the way they are. That's the way things have been done up to now. But this national synthesis document, to say, you're talking about, I don't know who these Catholics were. These Catholics were everywhere, in every diocese in the country. The document is based on reports prepared by all the 26 dioceses on the island of Ireland following widespread consultations with many thousands of the faithful since last October. There was a listening process which was started by the bishops to hear from ordinary foot soldiers. So all the reports were published in June, and with 29 other submissions were collated into this document which was sent to Rome. So this comes from the grassroots of the church.
It may be, yes, but then you see, God is immutable, and just like the people that followed Moses on Mount Sinai, God spoke to them, gave them manna in the desert, but when Moses went up into the mountain and he came back down, they were worshipping a false god, and so God's grace was lifted from the people. There's only two things where this is concerned: either a person is in a state of grace or they're not. And, as regards the LGBTQI plus question, any union outside of a consecrated marriage in the eyes of God is mortal, and therefore cuts them off from sanctifying grace. So the church can't uphold that. Yeah.
Mark, I understand your point of view, and that's the dogma of the church at the moment. But what this is talking about is changing all of that, or recommending that the church's position moves on these matters, including the treatment of the divorced, remarried, LGBTI plus people, and the situation as we're talking about with celibacy and also the ordination of a women priest. Is it your feeling that when this gets to Rome, that will be the end of it? There won't be changes, the hierarchy won't acquiesce or make any movement?
Yes. I think the church, with its many faults and failings, at the moment, will certainly look at it. They'll certainly listen to it. I remember Father Bernard Healy at Masses here at the time of the listening event, inviting people to the Rose Hotel to come down and express their views and so on and so forth. And yes, church numbers have drastically declined, and the priests are becoming fewer and fewer. I believe females can be deacons, but certainly not priests, because it's in anima Christi.
Why not, Mark? Would be the problem of allowing women to be priests?
Well, they're taking the place of Christ, and Christ himself was a man. So it's the tradition. He chose men himself. We're following the tradition.
But don't you have to change? Don't you have to maybe move with the times, respond to a crisis? And the big crisis is the lack of numbers. Not enough men are putting themselves forward for the priesthood. We're seeing dwindling numbers of priests. We're seeing parishes left without priests, having to sub in priests from elsewhere, fewer masses, and all the while fewer people, unfortunately, going to Mass. So unless something is done, it's going to continue down one road, and one of the options that deserves to be looked at surely would be
Something is going to...
women are the back. Like, if you look at every parish across the county, it's women who are the backbone of those parishes.
Well, I don't take it that women have been treated unfairly, Jerry. Women have their place, and women are I don't see it that just because women aren't priests that they're not equal. You know, we have you know, wonderful nuns and sisters and laity and people that serve in the church and serve the Bride of Christ, you know, which is the church, that are women. And they're treated with every dignity and every respect. And the media seems to be putting.
But they're not in positions of power. They're not able to make decisions. They're not. They don't have the final call.
It's always a man.
It's deciding. I'll give you an example, Mark. Here's where power is in the church. This will go to Rome, and there won't be a single woman involved in making a decision as to whether this change is made or not. That's the reality
that's
of the situation in the church.
Because there's no women.
That's power.
But any of the saints that are down through the centuries have called themselves servants of God. You know, Jesus said those who will be first will be last. And every believer knows that. And while there may be a crisis in numbers, we're not trying to sell out the big venues in the county or attract people to a big show at the festival. This is Holy Mass. It's different. And there's no crisis in attendance when it comes to coming to God. Anybody can come to God, but God is immutable. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, tomorrow, and forever. He's full of wisdom, and he's loving, and he's compassionate, and he's not a wrathful God or a vengeful
one. Are people not closed off from his message if they don't attend? If there's no life in our parishes and our churches, if we're losing priests,
well, the church has been knocked, sorry, because of the sins of a few. The church has been knocked the media has been bang, 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 and you know, a lot of people have suffered. I absolutely accept that. Down through the years at the hands of priests that were put in positions of trust and so on and so forth, and we won't go into that, and we absolutely know what we're talking about there.
Sure.
But as a result, the church has gotten bad press, and so, you know, unfortunately, the numbers have dwindled. But, you know, Mark Lean, I'm a singer, I'm an entertainer, you know, I love my life, I love who I am, but in hindsight, if I had my time over again, I would have went off to become a priest if I knew then what I know now, and that's mean absolutely being serious with you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, a final point on it. Johnny gets in touch. Jerry, those changes sent to the Vatican are a breath of fresh air. The church can adopt them or slowly shrivel up and die. The Bible was written hundreds of years after the death of Jesus by men, and then only certain parts were put into the Bible that we know today. Johnny says that, you know, we need to do something. We need to look at this breath of fresh air and revitalize things. What's your response to that finally, Mark?
My response is to use Johnny's own words, that those who don't come to the sanctifying grace of the church will shrivel up and die.
Okay. All right, Mark, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your views. Strong views there from Mark Lean, saying this will lead to no change. Things will be the way they will be. And that's the situation with regards to it. What's your reaction to what Mark said, contacting us on foot of that report and the publication of it as to what has been suggested after the listening process engaged on throughout the Diocese of Ireland?